The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. For contract and iska draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Brachos Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph says, Omer Aval Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shele Hikdimu Odom Sholem Me'oilum, Va'afilu Nochri B'shuk. They said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that he was always the first to say Sholem to everybody. No one ever said Sholem to him first. Va'afilu Nochri B'shuk. Even if he met a goy in the street, he would still be the first one to say Shalom and not wait for the other person to say Shalom to him. This is clear that it's intended to be a particular praise about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that he went beyond the letter of the law and he did something particularly pious, which is he was makdim Shalom to anybody, even a nochri in the shuk. Whereas the Gemara in Gittin does somewhat based on the Aleph, but the Gemara there says, Ein koflin sholem la'ovid kechofim. An idol worshipper, you're not allowed to be kofel sholem, to say twice sholem to him. Although the Mishnah there says, a couple of daf earlier, on daf samach aleph amud aleph, v'sholem b'shloimum, one cannot inquire sholem of la'ovid kechofim, b'pnei dake sholem. Rashi says there, even a shalom is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're using it to greet the Oved Kechavim, nonetheless, you're still allowed to use this word when you greet the Goyim and play Darkei Shalom. Here, on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph in Gittin, the Gemara says, Ein Kofrin Shalom Oved Kechavim. Says Rashi, that which you're allowed to use Hashem's name, the Chorei Rashi means to say, to greet the Oved Kechovin, is only because of Darkei Sholem. Who does Shari? Umeshum Darkei Sholem, Mechadazim Notzaki. And if the, since the reason is only because of Darkei Sholem, it's enough to say once, and you shouldn't say it twice to the Oved Kechovin. Continues the Gemara, Rav Chista Mekdin V'yohiv Lehu Shalma. Rav Chista was ensured that he was the first one to give Sholem to Oved Kechovim. What does that mean? Explains the Tor in Yerodea, Simon Kufman Kress, and so says the Ran as well, that the Gemara concerning Rav Chista is a continuation from the line before. Also, Lichpa Le Sholem, it's forbidden to say Sholem twice to Oved Kechovim. Lefikuch says a Torah, Tov lahaktin loy shalom, k'dei l'shele yaskel o akim, v'yitztarech lichpo eloy. If the Oved Kechovim says shalom to you first, then you will need to be kofel shalom and say twice shalom back to him. And therefore, it's a good piece of advice to first say shalom to him, and then you won't have to say shalom twice. So this is the Torah, and so is Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridea Simon Kuf Mem Chesi Vud, also Lichpo Shalom Levit Kechovim Leilom, Lefikuch Teit Lahagdin Shalom Kitei Shalom Yaskel Levit Kechovim Yistach Lichpo Shalom. And where does this come from? This intriguing idea that if someone says Shalom to you, when you respond, you actually have to be Kofa Shalom and say Shalom twice back to him. Well, the Daz Kenyan Barak Tetzvah, at the end of Parashat Shoftim, mentions this halacha. And he says, Hamakdim Shalom Lechaveiro, if someone says shalom to his fellow man, tzorech lichpo le shalom, v'alem alei shalom alecho brocha teva. You have to double the blessing back to the person who says shalom to you. V'smach le'loshen zeh medichsiv, a pasuk in Tehillim, kisikad menu brochas teiv. Interpreted thus kenim, kisikad menu. If you say to somebody else, shalom, Tzorech lahachzlo birchas tov. He has to give back a bracha of tov, perish bracha tova. He has to give an extra bracha. In other words, he's got to add to your bracha. So if you say to someone shalom, he's got to say shalom twice. Or interestingly, it's clear from the Daz Kenyan, he doesn't actually have to say the word shalom twice. He can say an extra bracha as well. as the Daskem says. You have to say to him, Shalom Alecha u'brocha tova. So it's not actually twice the word Shalom according to the Daskem Baratesis. From the Gemara and Rashi, it implies that what we're talking about here is actually to say the word Shalom twice. Because Rashi says that Mishum Daki Shalom Mechavas in Nostaki implies that the problem was saying the name of Hashem Shalom twice, and therefore it's enough to say it only once, Mishum Daki Shalom. But if you were saying another bracha, there wouldn't be any problem with that. But anyway, we see from the Das Kelim this halacha that someone who says Shalom, the person who replies must double the bracha. According to the Das Kelim, it's enough to say any bracha. According to Rashi, it would appear that you're supposed to actually say Shalom twice in response. On that, says the Gemara, to a goy when Ovi Kachovim, an idol worshipper, one should not double the blessing of Shalom. And therefore, Rav Chista was careful to be Makdim Shalom in order that he wouldn't be the one to respond to the Ovi Kachovim, because if he was the one to respond, he would have to double the bracha and aim Kofin Shalom, the Ovi Kachovim. Interestingly enough, there's an additional halacha in the Gemara Gittin Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph at the end there, where the Gemara records the story there of Huna and Rav Chista were sitting in a certain place, and a person called Geneva walked past, and he said to them, Shalma Aleichu Malki, Shalma Aleichu Malki. He said, Shalom to you, the kings. And he said it twice. So they said to him, how do you know that Talmid Chachamim are called kings? So he quoted the pasuk in Mishlei, Bi Melachim Yimloichu. Mamalka Rabbonon. So they said to him, who says that you should say twice Shalom Aleichu Malki? Uminoloch de Kaflinon Shalom Aleichu Malki. He said, because Rav Huda Marav said, Minayin Shekoflin Shalom Lamelech, Shenema, Veruach Rav Shes Amos Aresh Asharishim. And where the pasuk continues, he said, Shalom, Shalom Lechav, Shalom Lo Ezrechu. There was talking to David Amelech. And he said Shalom twice. So there you see that Koflin Bracha Lamelech. So we see from this Gemara there's an important extra halacha here. Koflin Shalom Lamelech. That's one halacha. And furthermore, Man Malki Rabbonon. You're supposed to be Koflin Shalom to a Talmud Chacham as well, because he has it in like a Melech. Now, although we've already mentioned earlier that anyone who says Shalom to you, you're supposed to respond to him Shalom twice, to be careful the Brach of Shalom, except if he's an Ovid Kachovin. Says the Bach in the Kunshus Acharon in Tzim Kuf Mem Ches, and the Prisha there says the same idea, that with all other people, it's only when you respond you have to double the Brach of Shalom. One says that the first one says Shalom, and the other person says Shalom Alech or Shalom, and he's Kofa Shalom. But to a Melech, even the person who speaks to the Melech the first time, he's not responding to the Melech, Kofa Brocha la Melech, and he has to say to him Shalom twice. And to the Bach, when the Melech responds, there's no reason why he shouldn't also respond with a double Shalom, just like anybody else, when they respond, a Mechuyev to say Shalom twice. So, very interestingly, we find here that if one says Shalom to a Melech or to a Talmud Chacham by extrapolation, one has to O Posach B'Shalom twice. To any other person, you say Shalom once, and when they respond, they're supposed to say Shalom twice as well. In fact, this halacha applies not only to a Jewish king, but even to a Goyish king. The Gemara Gittin Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph tells the story about how Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was smuggled out of Yerushalayim and went to speak to the Roman general who was besieging Yerushalayim, and he informed them that he became king, and he said to him, Shalom Aloch Malka, Shalom Aloch Malka. He said twice Shalom to the king, and the Marshal on that Gemara says to Kaflin and Shalom the Melech could have been in the Kamam of Seif Pirkin. The reason why he said it twice is Kofin Shalom Lamelech. So we see that even to a Melech over the Kachovin, when you speak to him, you're Kofin Shalom. In fact, many years ago, when I was walking outside the Gror Shul in Shari Chesed with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zichrono Livracha, we passed his brother-in-law, Rav Shalom Shvadron, Zichrono Livracha. And Rav Shalom said, to Shlomo Zalman when I was there, he said to him, "Agut Voch." So Shlomo Zalman smiled and he said to him, "Vos Nochamol." You say Gut Voch again? Because apparently Rav Shalom had already said Gut Voch to him a few minutes earlier inside the shul. So Rav Shalom responded and he said, "Avada, of course. Steak, Keflin Brocha, the Talmud Chochum." And the Makur for Rav Shalom was our Gemara. That's our Talmud Chochum, a Keflin Shalom. Our Koponim, when we, the other, the, to return to the Gemara that we learned earlier, the Gemara says to a Ovid Kerchovim, Rav Chista was Makdim to say Shalom, and so advises the Shulchan Aruch, in order that you shouldn't have the problem that if he says first Shalom, you have to respond to him, and if you respond, you're supposed to say Shalom twice. And that the Gemara says you're not allowed to do because Ein Kofin Shalom Lachu. If so, ask a number of poskim on our Gemara in Brochus Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Amu Alava Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Shelo Yidimu Adam Shalom Eilim Fafilu Nochri Meshuk. In fact, the Taz, and as we'll see shortly, Mitzvah Hashem, other poskim as well, what is the chiddush that Rabbi Yochanan was such a tzaddik and such a baal midas that he was makdim shalom even to a nochri bashuk? Surely, it's meikra din that you're supposed to be makdim shalom to a nochri bashuk. Because if you don't, then maybe he'll be makdim shalom, and you will have to be kofin shalom to him in response. Vain kofin shalom agoyas, as the Shulchan Aruch says. So what is a special tzidkus of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? L'chari that's the halacha, you're mechuyev to do such a thing. So there are a number of tirutzim to this. The first tirutz of the Taz says is that the only time that you have to be makdim shalom meikrat into an Ovdei Kechovim is if you know him personally. And there's a risk that if you don't say shalom to him, he'll first say shalom to you, and then you'll have to be kofin shalom in return. But if you don't know him at all, there's no reason to assume he's going to say shalom to you, and therefore there'd be no reason for you to have to be kofin shalom in return. And on that, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would say shalom v'afilu nochri bashuk, implying even an Ovid Kechovim who we'd never met before, and there was no chashash that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would have to say shalom twice in return. Even in such a case, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would go out of his way to be the first person to say shalom and to say shalom to the nochri bashuk. This is the first teretz of the Taz. The second teretz of the Taz is based on a smak. The smak says that this, as we mentioned earlier, this whole halacha that you're not supposed to be kofin shalom to an Ovid Kechovim is only with the word shalom, because that's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so it's implied from Rashi. Rashi says that it's enough that you say once, you don't need it more than once. If it's this, the reason why you're saying shalom is mipnei daki shalom, which implies that the problem of saying it more than once, because it's the shem Hashem. If so, says the smak, if you say any other bracha or any other greeting without saying Hashem's name or without saying the word shalom, there would be no problem at all. And this is what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was doing. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would be makdim shalom even to a nochi bashuk. Not that he would say the word shalom, because that, anyway, it would be a good idea, as the Shulchan Aruch says, to do, in order that he shouldn't be the firstborn, and then he would have to be kofin shalom b'chazara. There's a way out. You could always give another bracha using some words which are not the name of Hashem. And nonetheless, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went out of his way to say shalom to the nochri shabashuk, even though it wouldn't have been a problem had the nochri said shalom to him, because he could always have responded with a kvelus brocha acheres, not using the word shalom. Interestingly, although the Taz says that the Beis Yosef did not bring down this smack, in fact, in the Beis Yosef's own glosses to the Beis Yosef, which is called Bedek HaBayis, he does actually bring this opinion in the name of the Ochus Chaim, but this was only printed at a later stage. When the Taz saw the Beis Yosef, he didn't see this gloss of the Bedek HaBayis. The Shach also brings this down, and he points out that the Gemara implies that it's even if someone says shalmo that it's a problem, not only if one says the word shalom, because the Gemara there says Rav Chista Makdim v'Yoiv Lushalmo. And the next bit of the Gemara is also mashma that even to use the word Shalmo in Aramaic is also a problem regarding Koflin Sholem Ovdei Kochavim. Suggests the Shach that it's possible that Azovi Sholem is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, that perhaps Shalmo, even though it's in Loshen Aramis, is close enough to also be considered as the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chuvas Be'er Sheva in Siman Nuntes also asks the same question: what is the Chiddush that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai will be Matdin Sholem LeNochrish Afilu LeNochrish HaBeshuk? Surely it's Meikar Adin in order that you shouldn't have the problem of having to be Machpil Sholem in return. And he has two towards him. His first error, says the Be'er Sheva, is it possible that we don't hold over of Chista that it's a problem to say Sholem twice in return? You're not supposed to be going for Sholem to Ovid Kochavim, but if he says Sholem to you, you can say Sholem back twice. And if that's the case, the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is that nonetheless he went out of his way to be Makdim Sholem just like Rav Chista did. But it's a Chiddush because the Halacha is not like Rav Chista. And interestingly, the Rambam actually does not bring down this Halacha. Lecha'ira. The Rambam does bring down the halacha of Ein Kofel Sholem La'akum, but he doesn't bring down the halacha of Rav Chista, that Rav Chista was makdim to say Sholem in order to avoid the problem. And therefore, Rav Chista was particularly makdim upon himself, and so was Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Interestingly, there is a Rambam in Hilchos Melachim Perek Yud, halacha Yud Beis, and there the Rambam says a very big chiddush. The Rambam says, "Zeh she'omu chachomim ein kofin lahem sholem ba'akum." He's talking about someone who's oved avodah zorah v'loy beger toshav. A ger toshav is a goy who keeps the seven mitzvot b'nei noyach, and he doesn't worship idols. Says the Rambam, to him one may be kofin sholem. The whole Gemara, which is ein kofin sholem v'loy kachovim, is talking about dafka someone who literally is oved kachovim, who's an idol worshipper. But a goy is a ger toshav, there would be no problem at all. As the Rambam points out, tivu afilu ovdei kochavim, tivu achomim levake choleim, likva meseim, lefanes aniyeim, bechlal nisrom, etaytake sholem. But a ger toshav, certainly there would be no problem. Perhaps one could suggest that the Rabbi Yochanan, who was makdim sholem, lekol adam, the chiddushes, Bafilu Nochi Shabashuk means even a Ger Toshav, there would have been no problem to be Machpil Sholem. Still, he went out of his way to ensure that he was the first one to say Sholem. What happens if a person does meet an Ovid Kochavim and the Ovid Kochavim is the first one to say Sholem? So, the Knesset HaGedolah in his Sefer Shiori Knesset HaGedolah understands that in that case, if he was the first one to say Sholem, then you're not allowed to be Machmil Sholem in return, which is why Rav Chista was Makpid to be the first one to say Sholem in order to avoid a situation. Well, what does one do when one finds oneself in such a situation? Says the Shiori Knesset HaGedolah, you're allowed to say Sholem back once, but not twice. And therefore, it's an Eitz of Tova to be the first one to say Sholem, because if you don't, then you're only allowed to say Sholem once, and you might by mistake say Sholem twice, like you say to everybody else. And that was the Chiddush of Rav Chista and the Chiddush of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. That even though it wouldn't have been a problem had the Ovid Kochavim said Sholem first, because you're just not allowed to be Machpil Sholem back, but you're allowed to say Sholem once, they were particularly Machmir and made sure that they were the first ones to say Sholem, so there shouldn't be in a situation where they have to reply only once and not twice, in case they might make that mistake. However, the Marikash is Medayik from the Roshan of the Tor, and the Shulchan Aruch comes out as well, that in fact, if the Goy, Ovid Kochavim, is the first one to say Sholem, then in such a situation, you are allowed to be machpel. You're not supposed to put yourself in such a situation, and therefore it's good to say Sholem first. and you're not allowed to be kofer shalom to an Ovid Kerchovim. But if he's the first one to say shalom, then since there is the halacha that you're supposed to be kofer shalom in return, you're allowed to do that by the Ovid. And finally, in this vein, it's worth noticing that the Das Kenu Bar Tosfos we mentioned earlier actually also learned that Rabbi Yochanan is in fact one and the same, so to speak, with Rav Chista, because he says that the halacha is that you have to, if someone says to you shalom, you have to be kofel shalom in return, and that but to a goy one is not allowed to be kofel shalom if he's over the Avodah Zarah, and therefore he says lekachom Rabbi Yochanan in yomai lo yikdimani onam leshalom v'afilu akim reshuk. Ask the Taz, what is the special Midas Chasidus here? Surely that's what the Gemara says. So the Taz again, well, that's exactly what the Gemara says. Rav Chista in the Gemara in Gittin and Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai in our Gemara in Brachos were particularly careful to be the first one to say Shalom in order that they wouldn't find themselves in such a situation where they'd have to be careful Shalom in return. So to summarize what we've learned today. First of all, the halacha is that if you speak to a king, even a king of Ovid Kerchovim, and also if you speak to a Talmud Chochum, because Malmaka Rabbonon, you're supposed to be kofel shalom, even if you're the first one to greet him. To everybody else, when you greet someone, you can say shalom only once, but in reply to someone else's greeting of shalom, one is supposed to be kofel shalom as well. Some say that that's only if you're actually using the word shalom, which is the name of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and as the Shach points out, the word shalma in Aramaic would lechora seem to be the same thing. Interestingly, there's opinion of the Vavya Ha'amudim from Rav Shechtel, the son of the Shlah, who says that shalom you're never allowed to use when speaking to an Ovid Kerchovim. You're only allowed to say shalom in a foreign language. You can say peace unto you, but you can't use the word shalom as the Hebrew word when speaking to Ovid Kerchovim ever. But that opinion of the Vavya Ha'amudim does not seem to go with most poskim, who seem to learn that you are allowed to say shalom, you're just not allowed to be kofel shalom. And finally, the Shulchan Aruch has an Eitz Teiva that one should be the first to say shalom to an Ovid Kerchovim in order that one won't have to be machpel shalom afterwards. If the goy does say shalom to you first, you are lechura allowed to be machpel, certainly according to the Marikash, as in the Marikash, apart from which Bizman Azeh lo biki b'avodah zorah. Marikash also understands that the only isra is if the person is a genuine Ovid Avodah Zorah, but not if he's not Ovid Avodah Zorah. And since nowadays even the Ovdi Kerchovim are not real proper Ovdi Avodah Zorah, and therefore there's room to be makel. In general, it's interesting that we don't seem to find people actually being noyig to be kofel shalom when someone greets them, although the Gemara implies that there is a mitzvah, perhaps even a chiyuv, to do so. The Prisha that we mentioned earlier in Siman Kuf Mem Ches does mention that in his day there was a minute to reply to a shalom with a double bracha. Sometimes he said, if someone would say to you a good day, the person would reply a good year to you. So the priest, I don't think that's what's intended when the Gemara says Kiflin Shalom, that you're supposed to double the bracha, supposed to be. But it should be more literal. One should say Shalom twice, says the preacher. And that's why we are noyig, and the advice says it's implied that there was such a custom in his day, that if someone says to you Shalom, you reply Shalom Alecha Shalom, that you actually say the word Shalom twice, doubling the bracha when you respond. And the Be'er Sheva says the same thing as well, that the people in his day would very often say Shalom when someone said to them Shalom, they would respond and they would say Shalom back. Ani shalmati mixes ben yodem shoy mishivin Shalom alecho Shalom the mishalem Shalom. When someone said Shalom to them, they would reply twice Shalom. For ein sofik sheminik zeh yotzlehem in kefele Shalom aniske begemara beperikanal. So this is the Be'er Sheva. So it certainly appears in those days that there was such a minik, and perhaps there's an Indian nowadays as well. This minik seems to have gone out of fashion. If someone says to you Shalom, then there's a minig, there's an Indian, perhaps even a locha, to respond and say Shalom twice, to say Shalom Alecho Shalom.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.